House, please come to order. Will the members please register their presence by voting? Does any member fail to vote? Clerk, please announce the roll.
34 members present.
Representative Meekins.
Mr. Speaker, Representative Boot is excused until playing time today.
Will members please rise for prayer by the Father John Larson, Church of the Holy Trinity. Representative Brown.
I move and ask unanimous consent the prayer be spread on the journal.
Hearing no objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Will the clerk please certify to the correctness of the previous day journal?
As chief clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 36th day and House Supplement Number 6.
Representative Meekins.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the House approve the journal for the 36th day and the House Supplement Number 6, as certified by the chief clerk.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, the journal will be certified as correct. Are there guests for introduction? Representative Cuddy.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to introduce a couple of women from the Anchorage Women's Club Free Committee, Teddy Cartwright and my mother, Betty Cuddy.
Representative Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's with a great deal of pride that I introduce in Gallery A three close-up students from the Nome Belts District, Tracy Mattson, Christine Carpenter, and Kevin Wright.
Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, in the gallery behind me is a gentleman I have a lot of respect for. He's a geologist that has taught at 3.5 American universities and is a senior earth scientist with R&M Consultants out of Anchorage. And unfortunately, he's a Republican, my brother Jim Brown.
Representative Voss.
Currently, there's a group of close-up students attending a week-long seminar in Juneau for the purpose of learning more about the state government process. And I have three people that are here this morning. The teacher, Lou Heinbockel from Delta, Eric Anderson, and Tim Larrabee in Gallery A are the people that I have from Delta today. Thank you. And, Mr. Speaker, I have two RSVP students, Scott Harding in Gallery A, that will be here for 2 weeks, and Cindy Oberg up front here that will be here with us for 2 weeks, too. Thank you.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It always gives me a great deal of pleasure to have constituents from my district down here. Today, in that regard, I would like to take this opportunity to introduce to you three members of the Alumni Association University of Alaska Anchorage, Peggy and Bob Lyle and Betty West, and they're in Gallery B.
Representative Chuck Wuck.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Also, it is my pleasure to introduce constituents or students of my district who may be the future leaders of tomorrow. Betty Trifon from Non-Dalton, Betsy Noatak from Kakanak, and Nikki Hanilan, and their school teacher, Patricia Walker.
Representative Montgomery.
Mr. Speaker, although introduced yesterday, I would like to add that in Gallier, we have a former legislator. He was a territorial legislator at the time when there were only 8 senators and 16 House members, John O'Shea.
Mr. O'Shea is in Gallery B. Mr. O'Shea, as a former legislator, you may say a few words if you'd like. Thank you. Representative Jaroff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I, too, have some individuals down here that are attending the close-up program, and I haven't seen the teacher, but Larry Ledoux is here with the with a group of students. In Gallery A, Joan Panamaroff. In Gallery B, we have Tim Parker, Randy Covey, and giving our video crew some competition, we have John Ledoux with his own video camera.
Representative Adams.
Yes, Speaker, in Gallery B, I have a friend who works for the nonprofit Manilik out of Kotzebue, Greg Moore.
Representative Carney.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery A, I have a very good friend and a constituent of Representative Fuller's, Joe Putman.
Are there further guests for introduction? Representative O'Connell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have a guest from the Kenai Peninsula this morning who is also associated with the Alaska Alumni Association in Gallery A. He's an engineering graduate from the University of Alaska, Mike Torian, and with him from the University of Alaska Alumni Association in Oregon, Nick Hackenberg.
Are there other guests for introduction? Representative Meekins. House Denedes. House, come back to order. We are under messages from the governor. Are there messages from the governor?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, the Senate has passed the following and it is transmitted for consideration. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 6 by Ferguson, relating to construction of a deep water port facility in Nome.
Transportation.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Communications.
I have communications going to the different chairmen from Representative Duncan referring the governor's appointments. These will be printed in the journal today. I have no further communications, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees.
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
Citation honoring Jerry Austin for winning the second annual Kuskokwim 300 dog sled race by Representative Fuller and Senator Ferguson. House Joint Resolution Number 13 by Malone, Hayes, and Miller relating to actions of the Bolivian government.
State affairs.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of House bills.
House Bill 161 by Malone, an act relating to the general obligation bonds approved by the voters at the November 1980 general election and repealing laws authorizing those bonds and providing for an effective date.
State affairs and finance.
House Bill 162 by Malone, an act making special appropriations for capital improvements for projects for which general obligation bonds were approved by the voters at the 1980 general election and providing for an effective date.
State affairs and finance.
House Bill 163 by Miller, Buchholz, Brown, Clarkson, Duncan, Meekins, O'Connell, Phillips, Rogers, and Jaroff. an act relating to labor relations involving teachers and school districts and providing for an effective date.
Health, education, social services, and judiciary.
House Bill 164 by Zharoff, an act making a special appropriation for equipment for the Kodiak Island Hospital and providing for an effective date.
Health, education, social services, and finance.
House Bill 165 by Hurlburt, Vasca, and Chuckwuck, an act creating a public utility revolving loan fund and providing for an effective date.
Labor and commerce and finance.
House Bill 166 by Phillips and Martin, an act providing for reimbursement for property taxes levied by municipalities for school purposes and providing for an effective date.
Community regional affairs and finance.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Phillips.
Could I ask the clerk to hold that bill over for an hour for additional co-sponsors?
The bill will be held on desk for an hour for additional co-sponsors. House standees. House, please come back to order. Will clerk, are there further bills for introduction?
House Bill 167 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to the enforcement of child support.
Health, education, social services, and judiciary.
House Bill 168 by Randolph and Fanning, an act relating to payment of legislative per diem and providing for an effective date.
State affairs and finance.
Speaker.
Representative Randolph.
I'd like to ask that be held on desk for an hour so people can get on it. And just so you all know what it is, and I'm sure a lot of you will want to get on it, it terminates per diem at the end of 120 days and after 7 days of organizational effort until we do get organized.
I'm on the clerk's desk for an hour after the session.
House Bill 169 by Randolph and Fanning, an act relating to motor carriers.
Labor and Commerce.
House Bill 170 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council for the Title 29 Revision Commission, an act relating to municipal government and providing for an effective date.
Community and Regional Affairs.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'd like to request that the clerk hold House Bill 163 on desk for about a half hour after the session today. This is a bill relating to binding arbitration in teacher school district disputes.
The bill will be held on the clerk's desk for a half hour after session for additional co-sponsors. Brings us to consideration of the data calendar. Will the clerk please read the first item on the calendar?
House Joint Resolution Number 6 by Moss and Grossendorf, requesting the United States government to honor military personnel still listed as missing in action from the Vietnam War at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in the National Cemetery at Arlington, Virginia. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Joint Resolution Number 6 under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Miller, Chairman, concurring by Miller, Cuddy, Brown, Abood, and Fuller. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Meekins.
Mr. Speaker, there being no amendments, I move and ask unanimous consent that HCR 6 be engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, House Joint Resolution 6 is in third reading. Will the clerk please read the resolution for the third and final time?
House Joint Resolution Number 6 by Moss and Grossendorf, requesting the United States government to honor military personnel still listed as missing in action from the Vietnam War at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in the National Cemetery at Arlington, Virginia.
Representative Moss.
Mr. Speaker, I've introduced this legislation for the purpose of properly recognizing servicemen still listed as missing in action in Vietnam. Over 50,000 Americans gave their lives in the Vietnam conflict, and in April of 1973, at the end of formal U.S. military involvement in Southeast Asia, some 1,400 American servicemen remained officially listed as prisoners of war or missing in action, with another 1,100 listed as killed in action, body not recovered. Today, with the exception of 14 cases, all 2,500 are now presumed dead. Among these are three Alaskans, Thomas Edward Anderson, Howard Mark Kozlowski, Floyd Whitley Richardson. There's little hope of ever recovering the bodies of these individuals. Since all recovered bodies were identified, there's no recovered unknown soldier of the Vietnam conflict. However, there are 2,500 Americans who will remain, as the epitaph at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier reads.
Here rests in honored glory an American soldier known but to God.
Is there further discussion? Question? The question has been called for. The question is, shall House Joint Resolution Number 6 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? The clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change his or her vote? Clerk may take the roll.
36 yeas, no nays.
So House Joint Resolution Number 6 has passed the House. Will the clerk please read the next item on the calendar?
Citation honoring Evangeline Atwood for being chosen Alaskan of the Year 1981 by a statewide committee by Representatives Barnes and Hayes.
Representative Barnes.
Mr. Speaker, I move the citation honoring Evangeline Atwood be sponsored by all members of the House.
Hearing no objection, the citation honoring Evangeline Atwood will be shown as sponsored by all members of the House.
Mr. Speaker, I move the citation honoring Evangeline Atwood.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, the citation honoring Evangeline Atwood is adopted. That brings us to the end of the data calendar and to unfinished business. Is there unfinished business to come before the House? At this time, I would like to appoint the Ombudsman Selection Committee. It was operating last year. It will again be functioning to make recommendations on the Ombudsman. The members will be Representative Gardner, Chairman, Representative Clarkson, and Representative Phillips. Is there further unfinished business to come before the House? House entities. Announcement of committee meetings. Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, the House Judiciary Committee will meet at the regular time at 1:15 in the committee room to consider H.J.R. 7, an amendment to the Alaska Constitution regarding the qualifications of legislators.
Representative Gardner.
There will be a Democratic caucus at 10:35.
Representative Cotton.
Finance Committee at 1:30, University of Alaska Budget Overview.
Representative Miller.
State Affairs, Mr. Speaker, will meet in room 102 at 3 o'clock. House Bill 6, Historical District Loan Act, and House Bill 64, Alaska Energy Center. While I'm on my feet, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to announce that I've gotten information that the League of Women Voters Conference on legislative reform and suggested practices has apparently been scheduled, and I'll finalize this later, but apparently it's been scheduled for Saturday, April 23rd here in Juneau. So I would invite members to jot down on your calendars right now that date and kind of plan to keep that day open if you want to attend the conference, which I think would be very worthwhile.
Further committee announcements. Representative Zaroff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House committee meeting schedule that was submitted yesterday, of course, due to the joint meetings we had with the Senate yesterday, is going to be rescheduled. The House Resources today in room 118 of the Capitol will be meeting at 3 p.m. We will be taking up those bills that were listed on Monday of the schedule, which is House Bill 54 in regards to the salaries of commissioners of the Oil and Gas Commission, House Bill 61, Power of Eminent Domain, House Bill 66, creating Redoubt Bay State Game Refuge, and the bills listed for today will be postponed until later on next week. Then the rest of the schedule listed in the committee report for Monday will follow as listed there for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Representative Hurlburt. Representative Hayes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Republicans will caucus at 5 p.m. today in the Butchovich Room. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Juneau Republican Club is holding its weekly luncheon today in the Baranoff Hotel, and the speaker will be Senator Strzelczewski.
Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, the Hess Committee will meet at 3 p.m. today. We'll consider two bills on the WICHE program, House Bill 110, House Bill 139. As I announced yesterday, at 1 p.m. today, there'll be a briefing in the Governor's Conference Room as well on the WICHE program. Tomorrow, two bills on student loans at 3 p.m. in Hess. It's House Bill 32 and House Bill 42. Thursday, we're going to have a teleconference starting at 3 p.m. on House Bill 17, the Older Alaskans Commission. And Friday, House Bill 26 on displaced homemakers. All at 3 p.m. in the House Hess Room, except the 1 p.m. briefing today in the Governor's Conference Room.
Representative Grusendorf.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. Community and Regional Affairs will be having a joint teleconference today in regards to the Nome annexation. That'll be in the Barron's Building on the first floor in their conference room there, 3 o'clock. And on Wednesday, which will be the 18th of February, we'll have the House Bill 73 in regards to the 1981 census, and also the committee substitute Senate Bill 42. On the Village Safe Water Act.
Representative Phillips.
Mr. Speaker, could I have just an ease for 60 seconds?
House attendees. House, come back to order. Are there further announcements? Representative Bedsworth.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to announce the regular Tuesday evening teleconference with constituents for the Interior delegation, and that's at 9 o'clock. Senate Finance.
Representative Grusendorf.
As an addendum to the Community and Regional Affairs schedule, we will start the hearings in regards to House Bill 4, the property tax, and this will be on Monday. The date here would be, the 23rd of February, is that not correct?
Yes, sir. What was it? House
this
Bill
will
40.
Be at 8:30. We'll start this in room 102.
That's the property tax relief measure. Representative Meekins.
Mr. Speaker, the House Finance Subcommittee on the Natural Resources category, which includes Department of Natural Resources, Fish and Game, and Environmental Conservation, primarily with some public safety Department of Public Safety in it, has been organized, and we had our first meeting this morning. It's a rather large subcommittee of five members, and we'll be meeting every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for the next 6 weeks at 8:30 in the morning. We've published a schedule as to what subjects we'll be taking up, and if the members would like to refer to that, we certainly would appreciate and be happy to allow participation from any legislator on any day that a subject of interest to that legislator comes up. If they would just show up in the House Finance Committee room for the meetings, we'll afford them all the opportunity to listen to the presentation and to participate in the discussion. I know there's lots of things in NERMAC that are of interest to all members of the House, so we would afford that opportunity. I won't be making any more announcements, but the schedules are available from the finance division upstairs.
Are there other committee announcements? Special orders. Representative Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May I have the floor to speak on potential misuse of government offices and facilities?
You have the floor, Representative Martin.
Thank you, sir. Last year, sir, I brought the same subject up about some of the mail that was coming down to us. And it seemed like they went through various agencies from an individual who had a particular concern. And this year here, I've seen two indications of it so far. One last week, everyone might remember, you received a letter about the Veterans Administration, and the man had a legitimate point to discuss, but then one of the other representatives pointed out that the envelope was from an agency here in Juneau. And we were wondering how could a private organization do that and use government facilities and envelopes, and we don't know who paid the postage for that. However, I'll let that member speak on it because he said he wants to follow it through. Now, this morning, sir, another member presented me a letter that you all received a copy of from a lady in Ketchikan, and that's all right. The thing is that I didn't receive a copy of it through legitimate mail, and it looks like it's a personal letter to me with everyone else copied. The point is that there's no indication that this came from Ketchikan. You see, your envelopes are typed out. It was like they're typed out locally with just the name of the various representatives. No, whoever it was, they saved 15 cents postage plus 60 and how many other copies it went. It does say the legislative affairs, and if we're going to allow our legislative affairs to give out communications, I think we ought to have some policy on it. Other people send letters, they pay for them 15 cents, and so on. In this case here, it's rather costly, and one person somehow is using their own knowledge of legislative affairs or friends or someone in this city delivered this letter for the posting in Ketchikan, and that's okay if it were paid for, because other citizens throughout the state pay for their personal letters. I'm not concerned about the subject of the matter as far as being offensive, because she has every right to speak on any particular issue. I am very pleased, though, in this particular letter she agrees that the termination of life is not a mean for birth control. Thank you.
Are there further special orders? Representative Meekins.
Move and ask unanimous consent this body stand in adjournment until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Carry no objection. The House in adjournment till 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.